State Senator Ruth Johnson, the former Secretary of State, wants to stop people from using cell phones, tablets, and other devices while driving unless they're in hands-free mode. Senator Johnson joins us now. Welcome back to Stateside.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
You've been working with your sheriff, Michael Bouchard, in Oakland County on this proposal. What's the concern?
Well, the concern is right now it's really an epidemic of people that are using electronic devices while they're holding them and getting in crashes, and it's distracted driving. It's resulting in 72 fatalities just in 2017 and over 20,000 crashes. And that number is growing every day. When you look down just for 4.5 seconds, it can be the length of a football field to use your electronic device. So we already have a law that says that you're not supposed to be texting and driving, but there's no way to tell whether somebody's using a Google map or something. So you'll have to use your Bluetooth, or for those that don't have Bluetooth, we do have a backup where they're able to mount their telephone on their dashboard, long as it doesn't interfere with what they're looking at out through their windshield.
Okay, so it's a matter of you can't be holding it one hand and typing on it or moving icons with another hand. It's a matter of making sure at least one hand's on the steering wheel, right?
Yes, well, you can only touch your phone to get it going. Cell phones now, you can talk into them, so you use the Bluetooth off your phone. So you will not be typing on your cell phone at all with this law.
So drivers under the age of 18 would not be allowed to use a mobile phone at all while driving. Why is that?
Well, of course, when you're young and inexperienced, that's when you have the most problems, especially balancing and multitasking. And it is the largest killer of age 16 to 24-year-olds in this country, and that's driving, and the accidents are generally from distracted driving.
Making phone calls, I assume receiving and making them, would still be allowed while driving, even if it's a handheld phone. Why is using the phone different from any other use of the of a device like that?
You will not be allowed to hold your phone in your hand. You will have to mount it on your dashboard, or you can use a lot of people have hands-free systems built right into their car. But we wanted to make sure those that didn't would be able to follow the law and use a phone, but they must do it hands-free. So, you know, the National Safety Council says at least 9 Americans die and 100 are injured in distracted driving crashes every single day in this country. And it's estimated that nearly 1 in 4 car accidents are caused by texting and driving. And this isn't just about texting. I mean, we've seen people FaceTiming in their car, playing games in their car on their phone. But evidently, people don't know how much it puts them and others at risk. So it will be a law that will require that you not hold on to your phone, you not play games, you not do FaceTime, don't text, but you may talk as long as it's hands-free.
What kind of penalties would there be for using electronic devices that are not hands-free?
If you're using electronic devices, we've made the first time that you get caught no points, but it is $125. But then if you get caught subsequently, you will get points on your driver's license. We want to make sure everybody has time to realize and know, but it's urgent, really, that people know how dangerous this is. And, you know, I hear people say, oh, I can do that and drive. It's not a problem. It is a problem when you look at the statistics and when you meet the family members of those that have passed away because of accidents that were needless. Drivers who use handheld devices are 4 times more likely to get in a serious crash to cause serious injury. You know, probably the majority of us have done it at some point, but I'm not sure everyone realizes the hazards and how many more people are dying and getting in accidents that really cause a lot of physical pain and also long-term injuries.
What kind of support are you getting among your colleagues in the legislature?
Well, I started this bill 18 years ago, and I didn't get very much, to tell you the truth. But I think the time has come, and people realize that. And the legislation now is supported by the Michigan Chiefs of Police, the Michigan Sheriff's Association, the Michigan Auto Law, Ford Motor Company, General Motors. It's got a lot of support because I think people just look at the statistical information, and once you meet a couple parents that have lost their kids needlessly because of this, it's not really hard to make a good decision on it to support it.
Ruth Johnson, Michigan's former Secretary of State, now a Republican state senator from Holly. Thanks for talking with us.
Thank you very much, and please remember, do not text and drive.